You're listening to the Madison Beer Review Podcast, continuing with part two of the beer games.
The next one, this is Kyle's favorite category, I think. Most beautiful pour.
It is my favorite category. This is actually one of my favorite beers of all time because it is such a beautiful beer. The Goose Island Matilda, when poured in its glass, it is just this amazing goldish yellow color, and it just unbelievably beautiful. Goose Island Matilda.
I'm going to have to go with the Young's Double Chocolate Stout because, in my opinion, it looks like a Guinness but with a way more beautiful head on it. And the only problem with this is if you get it out of a bottle, it's not nitrode. So Young's Double Chocolate Stout out of a can or on tap if you're lucky enough to find that.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
But and then let us know where you found it on tap.
Yeah, actually. No joke. Yeah. I'm going to go once again with my friend from Belgium, Duvel. That, you know, even though it's got the big foam, the foam looks nice. When you fresh pour it, foams up to the top of that beautiful curvy glass. It's a pretty nice looking beer.
It is a great beer. After looking through the numbers, Chicago gets on here on the board again with Goose Island.
Ooh. All right.
Next, we're going to travel east. This is the best beer of the Orient.
Far east.
Far east.
Yeah.
And apparently we're using very outdated terminology.
We're 80s scholars
right now. We're using the Wade Giles Chinese method.
My beer is going to be, and now I must be very specific when I say this, it is spelled with a P-H. It is called Fuck It, P-H-U-K-E-T. That is going to be my choice, strictly for the fun it is to say on the radio.
And it's a town in Vietnam or something
like
that? Or in Thailand.
In Thailand, yes.
My choice... This beer is very close to my heart. I spent a summer in China and had the opportunity to drink the national beer on many occasions, which is Qingdao, the only beer you can drink from a bag.
Legitimately.
And they also have people that go around and collect the bottles, because when you have one beer that's that popular, you can reuse the bottles, and they manage to not clean them very well. But it's awesome.
How exactly did it work in a bag? By the way, is this like when you go to the grocery store,
well,
you get a bag of milk?
No, it was in Qingdao at the beer, at the brewery. You could have it served to you in a bag.
Did you like cut the bottom corner out of the bag and just like shotgun it? Or
it's kind
of
like, yeah.
Do you like pop the straw in it?
And it'd be missing a corner. But I mean, it's kind of like, you know, when you go to like the bulk aisle at a grocery store, the most fresh stuff comes in a bag.
Yeah, but it's usually not liquid.
And you can get it in bulk.
Is that how they get their kegs? Is it in a bag?
Probably.
55-gallon like trash bags?
If you ordered food, they'd give you ketchup in a bag. And that means you only yielded like half the ketchup by the time it was out of the bag. But you could yield all the Qingdao. And it was also served at room temp. Or I guess like, not even room temp, like outdoor temp.
So it's a cask?
It was cask.
Cask Qingdao?
It was a little bit warmer than cask.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to go with my favorite sushi bar beer, and that would be Sapporo from Japan. You know, it's crisp, it's good, it goes with your, California roll pretty well.
You chose the most Japanese sushi roll there is.
Shit, I couldn't think. I'm trying to think. It goes with your unagi very well. How's that?
Yes.
Sorry.
Ooh, very good. Well, it seems the judge is a sushi fan. Sapporo wins.
All right.
Ooh, that hurts. All right, up next is the best blend of two beers.
Ooh. So best or worst?
Take two of your favorite beers and blend them together.
Clearly,
you would think that would win, but it probably won't turn out too good.
Clearly a unorthodox category of beer lovers, but fun nonetheless. I'm going to go with the Blanche de Bruxelles. It's a nice blonde wheat beer out of Belgium. And also, I'm going to just splash it with a little Castile Rouge, give it a nice cherry fruit flavor.
And how many people do you think would have the opportunity to do this on a regular basis?
Anyone at a Belgian beer bar would be able to do that. So
you?
Well, and
It's probably a couple dozen people in the city.
Yes.
Well, us, because he works there. And
yeah,
we know.
So, right. So you would have to work at a Belgian beer bar.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do you call this contraption of yours?
Did you give
it a name?
We were working on a few of them. One of them was the cherry popper. The other one was the...
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what...
Castile Rouge has a cherry flavor.
Yeah.
That's where it's comes
that
from.
That was the... Yeah. Cherry.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Uh-huh. I don't get it.
There's nothing else? That was it? There's the only name? That's the name?
Yeah, there's another one, but I don't even know what it was.
Oh, okay.
Probably not suitable for deer.
All right. The first one barely was.
I went with a more traditional blend because I don't have the option of pouring myself copious amounts of samples. So I can only get those samples when Kyle is pouring them for me. So I went the more traditional one you can find at many bars around town. It's the black and tan, taking Guinness, mixing it traditionally with Harp. In my opinion, there's a lot of different beers that could go for the tan side. I wouldn't say better, because Harp is a good beer.
Bass is nice.
Mythics is nice. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there.
I went with, when I was up visiting the Leinen Kugel Brewery in Chippewa Falls, there was all sorts of people ordering this lovely concoction called the Berry Shandy.
Mm.
Let's see if you can see where I'm going with this.
I can't imagine what that would be.
It's half summer shandy and half berry vice.
Weird.
Which is an amazing, it tasted like pink lemonade.
Which is interesting because Matt went with summer shandy for the best Sally beer.
Oh, no.
So I'm just, where do you buy your skirts? Because that's...
Well, I'm gonna defer and say that my girlfriend ordered the berry shandy. Oh, and I just had a sip.
She buys his skirts.
There's about a 50%. There's about a 50% chance that's actually what happened. Or I could just. I was curious. All right, everybody else was doing it around me. The berry shandies. I knew it wasn't.
I was
good,
curious. But I've heard that before.
The creamy dark was good. The creamy dark was good.
I regretted the last time I said that.
Yeah. The creamy dark was good. I should have just stuck with that.
Well, after looking it over, I'm not going to go with one that was made up, nor one that Nancy Boy over here loves. We're going for the black and tan.
Yes.
That's about the only one that I've had that's actually good.
Yeah.
The next one, what is the best beer style for use in cooking?
I'm going to go with a fruit beer. Any sort of beer that's kind of brewed with fruit. Just because it's a nice way to incorporate some of the sweetness and fruitiness into whatever you're cooking.
I went with stouts, mainly because I just made a terrible jalapeno stout. But I think it would taste really good if you marinated a steak in it.
It was a little too jalapeno-y, I would say.
And a little not very much beer.
Yeah.
The beer to jalapeno ratio was lacking.
It was a little more like jalapeno juice than beer.
Yeah, it was very syrupy by the end of it, and seedy.
Take a bite of a jalapeno and then take a sip of Guinness. Would that
not even?
Probably less beer.
Yeah, not even. Just take a bite of a jalapeno.
That's been like next to beer.
Yeah. I'm gonna go, the unfortunate thing about cooking with beer, when you see recipe and it says like one can of beer, when they say beer, they mean American-style lager. They're talking about, it gives it a little tiny bit of flavor. Mostly it's just a substitute for water in a lot of cases. But, here in Wisconsin, we do the beer brats. You can do the beer batter, this and that. And with a good American-style lager, it can be very tasty.
I will say the best waffles and pancakes I've ever made has been substituting water for beer. And, John, you've actually had some of those, or...
They are
and
delicious.
I'm assuming you didn't use framboise, you used American style
which
lager.
I guess that actually just went against my vote. But
sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So what is the winner on this one?
After deliberating, it seems that American lager gets the medal.
All right.
And I just got a message from the person who was with me up at Leinen Kugel Brewery, and she informed me that, yes, in fact, it was my girlfriend who ordered the berry shandy. I did not order a full one. I only tasted it, so...
That's a good cover story. I like it.
Next we got best beer in a can. Now, this is not the can. This is the beer that is in the can. What comes best from a can?
I'm going to go with the Whitakirk. It's a...
what was it?
I think it's Whitakirk.
Is it Whitakirk? Whitakirk?
I like to say Whitakirk because it's fun.
And there's an extra E.
Yeah.
Is there...
My French is lacking. But, yeah, I'm going to go with that one. It's a great beer on tap, and also a great beer in can if you're lucky enough to find that one.
And I chose Young's Double Chocolate Stout again because it's incredible in a can. It's like if you canned a Wendy's Frosty.
Beer.
Well, yeah. A Frosty.
Beer. Frosty
well,
beer.
I guess beer. But it's delicious.
Well, the one that I got really excited when I found in cans was Newcastle Brown Ale. Because that's one, they come in the clear bottles, and when you buy it in bottles, it's about a 50-50 shot that it's going to be skunky, it seems like. So when I saw it in the cans, I was pretty excited. Those keep the light out, and we had some really tasty Newcastle cans.
Judges,
This is a very close race, but Newcastle pulled out in the end.
I guess I'll agree. Looking back on it, you can't really drink Young's from the can, so...
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I messed up.
I don't think Newcastle gains a whole lot from the glass presentation.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But speaking of glass presentation, that is actually our next category.
No, it's not.
You skip beer can.
Yep. Can we just do... Oh, no.
This is not beer in a can. This is the can itself. What is the best beer can?
I'm going to go with the Heineken keg can. It looks like a keg, but it's a 12-ounce can of fun.
That's just so gimmicky.
Yeah.
It works for me. I really like the can design.
Well, I went with the Surly can from Surly Brewing out of Minnesota. Because it looks like if I used my mid-90s No Fear t-shirt as my can cozy. And I really like that.
I don't know. It makes me think I'm drinking a Rockstar energy drink when I have a can of Surly.
That design is a little too much for me.
I went with the classic Guinness can, mostly because it's science. I mean... The little thingy in there. Nobody's really sure what it does. When you pour it out,
actually,
it's all foamy and delicious.
Well,
you're an engineer. I know you know what it does. I actually do, too. I could explain it if I wanted, but it makes the beer delicious. And then when you're done, you get to rattle it around. It's really fun.
In this week's new segment, Matt explains the widget in 60 seconds.
All right, I can explain the widget in 60 seconds. It's a little...
Ready?
Okay, I can try it.
Go.
All right, the widget, it's a little thing. It's got a tiny, tiny pinhole... opening in the top, and when they pressurize the can with gas to can it and have it carbonated, that forces a small amount of beer into the widget. And when you open it up and release the pressure, because that pinhole is so small, the beer comes flying out of there really, really fast and causes a whole bunch of little bubbles to form, getting an effect pretty similar to the nitro tap. Kyle, how was that?
Pretty close, although I believe it's actually the nitrogen that's forced inside of the little widget.
Is it? It's not the beer? I thought it was the beer.
Because the pinhole is small enough that the water itself is too large to penetrate
the nitrogen that goes in?
The air molecules are able to get in.
Right.
And that small release is what creates the gassing effect from a nitro tap.
And what happens is when the nitrogen shoots out of the pinhole, it goes like straight up, and then it goes down the sides of the can. So you notice that when you pour a Guinness, it gets all like... foamy at the very end. That's because like all the nitrogen, all that creamy head is pointing out towards the end.
Interesting.
Yeah. See, best beer to start your kids on.
I don't know. It is science.
And best can to make a segment out of.
There you go. Well, that's my choice for best can. But what do the judges think?
I've never really been one to trust science, so we're going to go for the Heineken keg can.
You've been one to trust gimmicks.
Yeah, you want to trust mass scale marketing. Now we're going to move on to coolest glassware, as Kyle said.
Yes. I went with the new Sam Adams pint glass. It was designed around their Boston Lager. This glass is really cool. It's going to have a laser-etched ring on the very bottom, and that's going to release carbonation. Nucleation sites, I believe is what it's called. It's a site for carbonation to form and go up that's going to increase the aroma. It has a smaller surface area for the handle, so your hand doesn't actually heat the beer up as much as a normal wider glass would. And the top of it's well-designed to keep the perfect head for their lager, and also the lip of the glass is brimmed. So the beer falls off on the exact spot where your sweet taste buds are, so you can really taste all the malts in the beer.
There's more science in that beer than that glass than the Guinness can, I think.
There's more science in that beer than my senior thesis, so...
Mr. Scientist. All right, well, I went with not a very traditional glass, but... a mason jar, or you know, like a travel mug of some sort, something with a lid, because if you're having a late night drinking beer and you just pour yourself one, and then the whiskey comes out, throw the lid on, throw it in the fridge, you got yourself breakfast.
is this a story? Has this happened?
No,
of course not. I went with another one that's kind of gimmicky. It's really gimmicky. The Quok glass. And for those of you familiar
so
with this,
gimmicky.
But it's so cool. You guys, for those of you who've seen it, you know it's basically like a weird shaped kind of Erlenmeyer flask that sits on a wooden stand. And so you hold the stand and you're actually drinking out of the stand. The first time I drank it, I didn't know that, and I kept taking the glass out of the stand every time I took a sip. But that was a waste. You're supposed to just hold on to the stand like a mug and drink it. But it's this really bizarre, like, you know, junior high science experiment looking.
It's like a beaker.
It's like a beaker.
With a wooden stand.
With a wooden stand.
It's used so you feel more drunk because you break like 6 glasses per beer.
Yeah, you definitely can't put those through a dishwasher. Can't even put them in your sink. They break.
Yeah.
If you just set them, they're very fragile glasses.
Yeah. That's because they have a stand.
Function
That's,
over that form. Is
true. Yeah, well.
They lack a lid.
Well, this isn't the form. This isn't the form category. This is the beautiful glassware category. What do the judges think?
I'm going to take the Sam Adams, not for the science, but I think it just looks cool.
Oh, it is cool looking. That's true.
All right.
I'd go for science, but cool looks are good, too.
Moving on from that, we're going into the spiced beer category, personal favorite of mine. I'm going to go with our own brew concoction, the Firehouse Brewery Chai PA. It's a wonderful IPA with chai spices.
I went with South Shore's Herbal Cream, which is probably the most amazing spice beer I've ever had. We had the opportunity to talk to one of the employees at the Great Taste. He told us the secret, which is wood betony.
Wood betony.
It's good for you. Good on your liver.
Good for the liver.
And
that's
it's,
right.
And it's a well-spiced beer.
It is pretty delicious beer, but I had to go with my favorite spice beer being the Not Stock from Furthermore.
Ooh.
That's one that has black peppercorns in it. And it very much has a nice balance between the pepper and the hops. They really play off each other really well. And it's a very tasty, very sessionable pale ale with peppercorn.
I actually had one of those today for breakfast with my bagel.
I bet it was good. It actually was
a really bad pairing.
Okay.
I didn't think about
what
it
What kind
first.
Of cream cheese did you do?
Well, like? It was a blueberry bagel with strawberry cream cheese. So,
yeah, so that's wrong.
Yeah, it's like... No.
If you got with like the Asiago with like, you know, olive pimento cream cheese, that could have done it.
That could have been good.
Yeah.
But,
maybe a lox. I suppose I'd get better with Sapporo.
True, mm-hmm. True.
So,
what
judges?
What do you think on that one?
It's a tough call, but I'm slightly leaning for South Shore on this one.
Yeah.
Ooh, excellent, excellent.
All right, so what's up next?
Next up, we have our Mexican-style lager. I'm going to go with the Dos Equis because I love the double X's on their bottle. I think it's a great beer for the category. Not necessarily the best beer of overall, but... of the style, I think it's a good Mexican lager.
Personally, I chose Corona because not only does it fit the style, but by adding stuff to it, you could probably make it fit any style you wanted to.
It's true.
Careful
it is.
With that juicing.
It's sort of like, it's like the Mr. Potato Head of, of Mexican lagers. I went with our favorite Anheuser-Busch product, Landshark Lager. Because you can enjoy a cheeseburger in paradise where you have this Anheuser-Busch-Jimmy Buffett collaboration brewed by the Island Brewing Company,
Ooh. Otherwise
known as Anheuser-Busch.
Oh, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. What do the judges think on this one?
Once again, it seems these Olympics are completely out of control. Another unprecedented dark horse. Furthermore, is Oscura.
Ooh.
That Mexican-style dark lager.
Didn't even think about that
with
one.
With coffee.
Furthermore, is Oscura. That is a pretty darn good beer.
I would drink it.
I have drank it.
We have drank it, actually.
It's great.
Yeah, we did drink it, yeah.
All right, the next one we're going to go with, this kind of goes along with the Cheeseburger in Paradise beer. Best fake microbrew, as we know sometimes the big boys like to pretend that they brew small by doing things like coming up with the Island Brewing Company. But what is our favorite?
I'm going to go with Michelob, the ones who, they say, you know, a craft brew brewed for you and, you know, it's really not. Michelob is no different than Budweiser in all regards, except for maybe a tweak of a recipe here and there. So, Michelob.
Mm-hmm. See, when I'm looking to spend $7 or $8 on a six pack, I reach towards the islands of St. Louis and grab a Landshark Lager.
See, now me, I like to ride on the Belgian trend a little bit more, and I also really like oranges that look like they have mohawks.
Oh.
So I had to go with
Ray-Bans.
And Ray-Bans, that's right. So I had to go with the Shock Top Belgian White, another AB product.
Is it AB?
It is.
Huh.
Little did I know when
well,
I ordered
fooled
it.
Well, they fooled me. They fooled me.
Going back to earlier categories.
I know, that's why it's very, you know.
maybe that's
know.
Their strategy all along.
Clearly it's their strategy. But.
I mean, they got Kyle when he was young with the Wild Blue.
Yeah, that Wild Blue was a...
It was a wild brew.
That was not good.
But what do the judges have to say about the fake microbrew?
I'm going to have to say I'm a big fan of oranges with giant mohawks, too. So Shock Top gets this one.
It's true, and
it pulled
one over.
And it also gets the alternative crowd.
It must.
Hipsters it live it up with Shock Top.
Do they? Is that real?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
It's too cutting edge.
It's too cutting edge.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, we are going to go over the final medal count. And it looks like, actually...
Oh, wait, what's that?
I'm getting flagged down by our head judge, Neil.
Well, it seems after a brief investigation, we've discovered that in the best style for cooking category, the American lager entry is in fact a 9-year-old Chinese boy, putting it underage and therefore disqualified.
Ooh.
So, therefore, by default, the medal is awarded to stout.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That changes things. Well, then, John. Well, that does change a few. I should probably change
adjust
that.
Those
then
numbers.
The final medal count. Coming in strong with 6 1/3 medal. One-third?
I think one-third.
One-third? One-third medal.
Yeah.
Matthew.
With a Z.
I got third?
You got third. Which means pulling up in second place is myself at 8 1/3 medal.
One-third medals?
One-third medals.
I actually don't know which is which.
It's an interesting thing in English.
Yeah, I don't actually even know. Sorry.
Which leaves John.
Woo!
Our 2008 Beer Talk Today Beer Olympics champion with 9 1/3 medals.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
that's correct.
That's good. Congratulations,
nice
John.
Nice job, John.
Thank you.
Nice job.
But that's not all. Moving on to the country battle. The Netherlands actually came up with one medal, as well as Japan has brought up with one. Germany, one. Canada, one. Sri Lanka, one. Great Britain with 4. Big supporting.
And that's including
athlete.
Ireland. That's the UK and Ireland.
Yes. So. Well, as the Olympics does, kind of loop them all together.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
And Belgium with 1. And the USA with 16 gold medals.
Ooh.
And China with 0.
We are the champ. Wait, what?
Yeah.
China with 0 again.
Applause
on,
to the
Qingdao.
U.S.